This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to start with a birthday today and take you to Melbourne, Australia. Born there in 1927, Frank Johnson, band leader and trumpet player, loved the music of jazz from this country and put together a band, which now would be called a traditional band or a Dixieland band, but of course, in the very beginning of the art, it was the avant-garde. Frank Johnson's Dixielanders in Melbourne. The first up will be Sensation Rag, written by Joseph Lamb, and recorded by Johnson on Jazz Art, and then the Parlophone label for the next two, Royal Terminus Rag, written by the trombonist in the band, Warwick Dyer, and Original Slow Drag by Johnson. Happy birthday to Frank Johnson.
Thank you.
Frank Johnson, his band, in Melbourne, 1949. He was born this day, as a matter of fact, this date, 1927, down there. And his Dixielanders, 1949. Sensation Rag, Royal Terminus Rag, and Original Slow Drag. Johnson playing the trumpet and Warwick Dyer trombone on clarinet, Jeff Kitchen on piano, Jeff Bland, banjo, Bill Tope, string bass and tuba, Jack Connolly, and on drums, Wes Brown. And on the second and third selection, we have a second trumpet player coming in. His name is Ken Evans. Frank Johnson, happy birthday. There's a new book out. Once in a while, I recommend a book. I mean, if I think it's a, you know, a good one that'll not be too detailed about the music, but give information about a person, an important person in the art, and this certainly is. It's called Heat Wave, The Life and Career of Ethel Waters, written by Donald Bogle. New York, HarperCollins, and 624 pages. I recommend it. Donald Bogle, Heat Wave, The Life and Career of Ethel Waters, one of the great singers in this art, and also, in my opinion, one of the great actresses. Well, I guess now we just say actor. Ethel Waters now, 1929, Manny Klein trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, Joe Tartor on bass, Birmingham Bertha, which was done for a film that she had something to do with, called On With the Show, written by Harry Axton, Grant Clark, and then you're going to hear the other wonderful composition that they wrote, probably even greater as far as lasting, Am I Blue? Ethel Waters, 1929.
Rode that train in a native coach from Birmingham just to find my loving Sam. I can't get him off my brain, and beyond the least question of doubt, my aim is to find and straighten him out. Because nobody's fooling Birmingham Bertha. She's had school in Birmingham Bertha. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth's my plan. Just treat me fair, and I'm on the level. Try and give me air, and I'm just a she-devil. He's on my mind, so I intend to find that man. But at that, I'm just the worst simple Simon that you know. I gave him my diamonds and my dough. But you can bet it, he'll regret it. He's gonna get it, and so don't expect as much as $2 worth of sympathy from Birmingham Bertha. Like the police, I never release my man. Huh, now we's in Chicago. Came up here from Birmingham. As I was feeling kind of funny, had to see my honey. I am, yes indeed I am. No more blues in my heart, 'cause we two ain't apart. I found my Sam, that loving man. But all the same, nobody's fooling Birmingham Bertha. She's had school in this particular Bertha. Eye for an eye, jaw for a jaw's my plan. just treat me fair, and I'll be on the level. Try and give me air, and I'll become a cage of apes to you. And unless I go blind, I always find my man. And to think that he would run out and do me such a low-down dirty trick. Why, I knew him when he couldn't eat and he wasn't sick. But you can bet it, he'll regret it. Is he gonna get it from this strong arm, mama and I? So don't expect as much as 2 bits worth of sympathy from Birmingham Bertha. Like the police, I never release my man. A lonely woman waiting on the weary shore. I'm just a woman that's only human, one you should be sorry for. Woke up this morning along about dawn, without a warning I found he was gone. How could he do it? Why should he do it? He'd never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? Why, you'd be too if each plan with your there was a time when I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay until today? Now he's gone and withdrew. Am I blue? He's in Chicago and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to go and find my honey. I am, yes indeed I am. I've got the blues in my heart and my shoes wanna start, yet I'm in a jam, a terrible jam. Oh, don't ask me, am I blue? Why do you ask me, am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Again, you ask me, am I blue? Why would you be too if each plan which a man has done fell through? Don't I remember the time when I was his only one? But look at me now, I'm the sad and lonely one. Oh, didn't I used to be gay? Oh, till today. Gone and withdrew, Lord, am I blue.
Ethel Waters, 1929. An all-star cast behind her, Columbia Records. Birmingham Bertha and Am I Blue, both from the film of that year called On With the Show. The music by Harry Axt and Grant Clark. Beautiful stuff. Manny Klein, trumpet. Tommy Dorsey, trombone. Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet. Frank Signorelli on piano. And Joe Tarto on bass. 1 year later, Ethel Waters. And two by Ubi Blake and Andy Razaf. You're Lucky to Me and Memories of You.
Never since a child was I reconciled by the folks who laugh at boogaboo. Hoodoo's haunted me, trailed me constantly, till the day you came my way like good news. Whenever you're near, all my fears disappear, dear. It's plain as can be, you're lucky to me. My only luck charms are your two loving arms. Anybody can see you're lucky to me. No harm can happen to me anymore. I'm writing 13s all over my door. My mother and dad thought that my luck was bad. No, like me, they agree, you're lucky to me. Now whenever you need you, all my fears disappear, dear. It's plain as can be, you're lucky to me. My only love charms are your two big strong arms, and anybody can see you're just lucky to me. No harm can happen to me anymore, and I am writing 13 all over my door. My mother and dad thought that my luck was bad, but now like me they agree, baby, you're lucky to me. What a, what a, what a. Heaven knows I would if I could, but I cannot keep you off my mind. Though you've gone and love was in vain, all around me you still remain. Wonder why fate should be so unkind. Waking skies at sunrise, every sunset too seems to be bringing me memories of you. Here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew, and they all just recall memories of you. How I wish I could forget those happiest stories that have left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in my dreams, spite of all I do. Everything seems to bring memories of you. Waking skies at sunrise, every sunset too, seems to be
memories of you.
Here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew. And they all just recall memories of you. How I wish I could forget those happiest years that have left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in my dreams, spite of all I do. Everything seems to bring memories of you.
Ethel Waters, 1930 for Columbia Records. You're Lucky to Me and Memories of You, written by UB Blake and Andy Razaf. And she presents the verse as well as the chorus, which I appreciate because it's part of the composition. Ethel Waters' new book, as I said, called Heat Wave, The Life and Career of Ethel Waters. Donald Bogle wrote it. HarperCollins Publishers. 624 pages. Heat Wave, The Life and Career of Ethel Waters. Very informative and researched and all of that, and I recommend it. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com. Jazzloft.com, an online store featuring jazz, modern classical, avant-garde, and more on CD, vinyl, and DVD, as well as headphones and other audio accessories. That's jazzloft.com, music for people who listen.
I've had, over the last few months, lots of requests, and interestingly enough, several for drummer Stan Levy. And so I brought some of his 1954 session for Bethlehem Records in Los Angeles. Jimmy in Chicago, Gretchen in Detroit, Mike in Los Angeles, Omar in Chicago, Judy in Portland, Oregon, Janet in St. Louis, Betsy in Miami, George in Seattle, and John in Omaha. And they specifically wanted to hear this record. And so for them and for you, Connie Condoli, trumpet, Zoot Sims, tenor, Jimmy Jufrey, baritone saxophone, Claude Williamson, piano, Max Bennett on bass, and Levy on the drums. We'll be right back. Stan Levy, his sextet in Los Angeles, 1954. All-star cast with that band. Connie Condoli, trumpet, Zoot Sims on tenor, Jimmy Giuffre, baritone, saxophone, Claude Williamson, piano, Max Bennett, bass, and Levy on the drums. Lightning, written by, Lightning Bug, I should say, written by Bill Holman. West Coasting by Bob Cooper. And Fast Clip by Jimmy Giuffre. All for Bethlehem Records, December 1954. And as I read off the names, lots of requests came in for those pieces specifically. And a fine solo by Levy on Fast Clip, the last piece. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU. NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Jackson Street Music Program, presenting the DMS Tour with George Duke, Marcus Miller, and David Sanborn, August 12th at Benaroya Hall. Tickets and info at jazzinthecity.com.
Now, on the job, for those of you new to listening to the program, it's simply a record or a tape that I have, in this case a tape, of artists out doing a concert, someplace, something going on other than the legitimate straight-ahead recording session. This is Benny Goodman in 1972. We will hear Moonglow, and I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas, an old one by Phil Baxter. And then I'm going to segue into Louis Armstrong in 1930 when he was in Los Angeles and his version of I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. Benny Goodman, clarinet, Teddy Wilson, piano, Lionel Hampton, vibes, George DeVivier on bass, and Gene Krupa on the drums, with Louis, who is going to be singing as well as playing his trumpet, Lawrence Brown, trombone soloist, Lionel Hampton playing the drums, and Bill Franz, F-R-A-N-Z, a tenor player in this band with Armstrong. Didn't get to solo much. This may be the only thing. Happy to have him on board. Benny Goodman, followed by Louis Armstrong. Thank you.
Don't forget the word, no, do ding dong, daddy bum, two bells, all the same tombstones. Ding dong, 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 ding dong, daddy bum, two bells. Happy, baby, dum, dum, dee, my dum, happy, dee, dum, but, bye, la, 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 la,
goodness, so many things to say about that. But first, let me say what you heard, total there, from a tape, On the Job, Benny Goodman, clarinet, Teddy Wilson, piano, Lionel Hampton, vibes, George Debevier, bass, and Gene Krupa on the drums doing Moonglow, written by Will Hudson, and I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas, written by Phil Baxter. Then segue to Louis Armstrong and his Frank Sebastian New Cotton Club Orchestra. That's a mouthful. In Los Angeles, Culver City, a matter of fact, Frank Sebastian had the New Cotton Club, the original one, of course, in New York. And it became a famous place in L.A. I say Culver City because it wasn't part of L.A. really at that time. And Louis singing to you, playing his trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Lionel Hampton on drums. Both those guys were playing in a wonderful band in Los Angeles. Hardly anybody knows about it, called Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. Isn't that a title? And they're just hard-driving jazz band. Wonderful scat singing by Louis where he says, and I done forgot the words, and just kept going. And Bill Franz getting a chance to play his tenor, and he did a job. Right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Another singing trumpet player, Chet Baker. I call him Bix Beiderbecke later on with his, Bix didn't sing, but his, the lyricism of Baker is quite wonderful, and I enjoy his singing as well. Quite a bit, actually. For Pacific Jazz Records, Chet Baker, 1954 in Los Angeles. The Gershwins wrote this for their musical Girl Crazy back in 1930, It's called But Not For Me. On piano, Russ Freeman, Carson Smith bass, Bob Neal on drums, and on trumpet and voice, Chet Baker.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hoe alas and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope, alas, and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
Chet Baker with his trumpet and his singing, 1954 Los Angeles for Pacific Jazz Records, But Not For Me, written by the Gershwins, 1930 for Girl Crazy. Russ Freeman piano, Carson Smith bass, and Bob Neal on the drums. Now a long set, On the Job, Duke Ellington. Concert in the Hollywood Bowl in L.A., famous place. Maybe you've been there. 1967, Ellington on piano making comment he will talk about, as he always did, what he wrote for a specific artist in his orchestra. And this will be a long set, so if you want to set up the ironing board, maybe you want to do a little ironing, or transplant some peonies, or whatever you'd like to do. Maybe make some bread. All that. And enjoy this. Duke Ellington.
Thank you. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen, for such a warm welcome. You're very beautiful, very sweet, very gracious, very generous. And all the kids in the band want you to know that we do love you madly. I don't know how I got hooked into this contract, ladies and gentlemen, because I shall always remember my first music lesson in Washington. I had a music teacher named Mrs. Klinkscale, and I shall never forget, at the end of that first lesson, she says to me, "Edward, don't ever sit down at the piano behind Oscar Peterson. Russell Proko. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was Russell Prokop and his New Orleans clarinet down in the bottoms of Louisiana whipping up some swamp goo. And now we move over to Jimmy Hamilton, who picks up the other type of clarinet. He moves up, breaks through the Magnolia Curtain first, moves up into the frigid north where the air is cool and aloof with a girdle hurdle. Thank you. Jimmy Hamilton. Thanks very much, Jimmy Hamilton. And now to play the role of the shepherd who watches over the night flock comes Cootie Williams.
Thank you. will you?
Thank you. And now, Lawrence Brown takes a stroll on the Rue Bleu. Lawrence Brown. Anderson. Cat Anderson. Thanks very much for Cat Anderson. And now Harry Connick. Harry Connick indulges himself a bit, or rather overindulges himself, in a kind of a chromatic love affair. Chromatic. That means he takes it half step at a time. Love affair.
Mm-hmm.
Duke Ellington on the Job, Hollywood Bowl, 1967, his piano and his comment, as he would write for the various artists in his ensemble. Swamp Goo by Ellington for clarinetist Russell Procope. Girdle Hurdle by Ellington for clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton. Nightflot by Ellington for trumpet player Cootie Williams. Rue Bleu by Ellington for trombonist Lawrence Brown. Salome by Raymond Fole, arranged by Ellington for trumpet star Cat Anderson. Chromatic Love Affair, Ellington, for baritone saxophonist Harry Carney. And finally, Manuscript, later to be called Blood Count, by Billy Strayhorn, for alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges. And on that last one, in 67, Strayhorn died, and he died of leukemia. And I've often posed the question about how many artists are able to, with their art, do their art as an expression of what they know to be their death. And I think this is a rare occasion of that. I suppose in poetry quite often that does happen. But Duke Ellington for you, On the Job, 1967. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons from 3 until 6. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
UW Medicine Stroke Center at Harborview Medical Center. The UW Medicine Stroke Center is dedicated to comprehensive care of stroke patients from diagnosis to rehabilitation. Information is available at uwmedicine.org/stories. The Jackson Street Music Program, presenting the DMS Tour with George Duke, Marcus Miller, and David Sanborn, August 12th at Benaroya Hall. Tickets and info at jazzinthecity.com.
Okay, let's see now. I brought some vocals from 1939. These are hits. As in baseball, a hit in music, of course, is that a lot of people buy the records and they listen to the music and so on and so forth. The Hit Parade was a big program for a long time. So for you, these are vocals from 1939. First up, Louis Armstrong and Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer's Jeepers Creepers.
Now, I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weatherman points. When the weatherman points to gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine, oh, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh, gosh, oh, get them. How'd you get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get them. How'd you get that size? Oh, golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how the hypnotize, yes. Where'd you get those eyes, gape? Where'd you get those eyes, satch? Where'd you get those eyes? Baba da dee da doo 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 doo. Those eyes.
Louis Armstrong, 1939, and Jeepers Creepers by Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer. Louis' voice and his trumpet. Chick Webb, 1939, his drumming, his band, and Ella Fitzgerald, and Undecided. Written by Charlie Shavers, lyric by Leo Robin, tenor saxophone solo by Teddy McRae. Of 1939 hits, vocals, Chick Webb, his drums, his orchestra, 1939, and Ella Fitzgerald singing. What was she? She was about 22 there, I think, something like that, Undecided. Jimmy Lunsford, Ain't She Sweet, an old one by Milt Yeager and Jack Yellen. The alto saxophone solo will be Teddy Buckner. Trummy Young, trombonist in the band, will sing with the trio. And Al Norris, longtime guitarist, will get some nice backing in there, as guitarists do. Ain't She Sweet? Jimmy Lunsford.
seen her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection? Solitude, I repeat, the chick is mellow. Don't you think she's neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Cast an eye in that direction, Papa, and dig that jive for to aft.
Pops, that's perfection.
Solid.
Take it, baby.
Solitude, I repeat, that's a fine thing, cutting out down the street.
Do you dig me? I mean confidentially.
Ain't she sweet?
From a young and a trio of Jimmy Lunsford musicians, 1939, all of these are, for Vocalion there, Ain't She Sweet. Fine, sweet alto saxophonist Teddy Buckner. Al Norris doing some fine work also on guitar. Duke Ellington, 1939, I'm Checking Out, Goombye. Written by Ellington and Billy Strayhorn and featuring the vocalist Ivy Anderson. Ellington and Ivy Anderson and Ellington and Strayhorn's I'm Checking Out, Goombye. And Joe Nanton, Tricky Sam, he was known as playing the trombone. Tricky Sam because of all the nice things he could do with the different mutes that he used with his horn, including the plunger. George Bruni's, he said, look, you guys move over now. I want to tell you about I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate.
I
kid so nice. Every boy in my neighborhood, I knew she could see me and it's understood. I may be late, but I'll be up to date. When I can shimmy like my sister Kate, I'm shouting, shimmy like my sister Kate, oh boy.
George Bruni's playing his trombone and singing for you. I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, written by New Orleans bandleader Armand J. Perrone, and played by Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band. Spanier playing the cornet, Bruni's trombone, Rod Kless on clarinet, Bernie Billings on tenor, Joe Bushkin at the piano, Bob Casey on string bass, and Don Carter right there playing the drums for you. Now, I've been playing hits from 1939. That means more people went out to buy the sheet music in those days, requested from the radio programs, and bought the records. But none of them came close to this.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? birds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
Judy Garland, of course, and Over the Rainbow, written by Harold Arlen. And lyric by Yip Harburg. And Victor Young, the composer, conducting the orchestra, and I suppose did some of the arranging there for her, for Brunswick Records, July 28, 1939. And those six big hits, and the last one, of course, the biggest of all. And because of the movie and all of that. And remember Harold Arlen, he wrote all of that music that you love in The Wizard of Oz. That's right. He did that. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's always been a pleasure for me to be with you. Red Garland now, no relation to Judy, piano player, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor drums, and Ray Beretta on the conga drum. Thank you. Red Garland, his quartet, his piano, 1958 for Prestige Records. Paul Chambers, bass, Arthur Taylor, drums, and Ray Beretta on the conga drum. Mort's Report and Manteca, written by Dizzy Gillespie, Chano Pozzo, and Gil Fuller, with Arthur Taylor getting a chance to use his voice. Red Garland right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the UW Medicine Eye Institute at Harborview Medical Center. The UW Medicine Eye Institute offers complete services from basic eye exams to complex treatments and surgeries. More information is available at uwmedicine.org/stories.
Now, Max Roach, the great drummer, is going to play the piano. Now, that happens quite often. You have someone who plays well with, like, this, top of my head, let's say Jerry Mulligan plays baritone saxophone and piano. Max Roach, in Milan, 1979, for Soul Note. Roach wrote this. It's called A Place of Truth. As I said, Max is on the piano. On trumpet, Cecil Bridgewater, and on string bass, Calvin Hill.
Thank you.
Max Roach in Milan, 1979, and playing the piano for you, a composition he wrote called A Place of Truth for Soul Note. Trumpet player Cecil Bridgewater, string bass player Calvin Hill. Now, the band stays the same, moves back to New York, 1980 for Columbia. We will hear the tender ode in memory of trumpet player Clifford Brown by Wayne Shorter called I Remember Clifford. Instead of a trumpet solo, it will be Odeon Pope on his tenor, Calvin Hill again on string bass and in the background and around on trumpet, Cecil Bridgewater, and Max from the piano to the percussion. Max Roach Quartet, 1980 for Columbia, and I Remember Clifford, written by Wayne Shorter, Odeon Pope's tenor. Now, to end this section of Max Roach, one he wrote called Lonesome Lover, Calvin Hill remains on string bass and Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, but Odeon Pope sets down the tenor saxophone and takes up the alto flute. Max Roach Quartet, 1980. And Max wrote that. It's called Lonesome Lover. Max on drums and Calvin Hill string bass on trumpet. Cecil Bridgewater, alto flute, Odeon Pope. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Jackson Street Music Program, presenting the DMS Tour with George Duke, Marcus Miller, and David Sanborn, August 12th at Benaroya Hall. Tickets and info at jazzinthecity.com.
Well, there are a couple of piano players out in the wings, and they want to come in to be on the stage with their two pianos. One of them's called Willie the Lion Smith, and the other is called Don Ewell.
Thank you.
Pianos side by side in Toronto, 1967, for Exclusive Records, Willie the Lion Smith and Don Ewell. What'd they do? I Found a New Baby, written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams. A Porter's Love Song to a Chambermaid by James P. Johnson. And I Would Do Anything for You, Claude Hopkins, Alex Hill, and Bob Williams. Willie the Lion and Don Ewell, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sound Sleep Health. The goal of the physicians at Sound Sleep Health is to help patients with sleep disorders get a deep and restful night's sleep. Sound Sleep Health now offers in-home diagnostic testing. More info at soundsleephealth.com.
Now, from two pianos to one. This is Bill Anschell, recorded for Origin in Seattle, 2010. Thank you. Bill Anschell, recorded in Seattle 2010 for Origin, solo piano. Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie. Spinning Wheel by David Clayton Thomas, for those of you that remember Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And George Baseman's I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.